Liberal incumbent Brian May has reclaimed his seat in the Cambridge and North Dumfries riding in a tight race that kept poll watchers guessing through much of the night. As of 1:15 a.m. and with 215 of 222 polls reporting, May had 37.4% of the vote, or 17,873 votes over Conservative candidate Connie Cody's 16,578. By 2:15 a.m. May's lead had widened by nearly 1,500 votes, with nearly all of the polls reporting. In Kitchener South Hespler, the margin was narrower, with Liberal candidate Valerie Bradford leading with 15,121 votes over Conservative candidate Tyler Calver's 14,306. May was reluctant to claim victory at a campaign party at Piatto Pizza on Hespler Road earlier in the night, but supporters cheered as the man of the hour made his entrance after midnight to thank everyone for their efforts during a short campaign that was unlike any other in history. It was at times a dramatic campaign that saw Liberal leader Justin Trudeau's visit to Cambridge marred by anti-vaccination protesters who May said were there to disrupt an announcement with Minister of Finance Chrystia Freeland on sustainability and climate change. It was a shame to see how a small number of people can monopolize the media, the message and the themes in the Liberal campaign, May said. I don't believe they were protesters. I believe they were disruptors. I believe they were there for one purpose and that was to simply to ruin an announcement, he said. I am very proud of the fact that my campaign understands the need to be vaccinated, understands the need to focus on moving forward and not going back. We are not done this fight. COVID-19 is still present. We've seen what happened in Alberta and we need to focus on that. We need to continue to be safe. NDP candidate Lorne Bruce ended the night with about 17% of the vote, while People's Party of Canada candidate Maggie Sagoyunis came in fourth with 7.3% of the vote. Green candidate Michelle Braniff took 3.4% of the vote. With two polls left to report, it appears voter turnout was strong for this election with over 58.36% of the riding's registered electors showing up to the polls.